The pasuk in Parashas Vayakel says, "Ru kara Hashem b'shem Bezalel." Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu that he chose Bezalel to be the primary architect and builder of the Mishkan. And the Medrash on that pasuk quotes the pasuk, "Umatzachem v'seich otoiv b'ene l'kim v'adam." The Sefer Meram Sofer explains that there's another Medrash. The Medrash says, "Amar Yitzchak em amidim b'harnes al atzibur." We don't appoint a leader over the community, unless we first consult with the tzibur. Shenemar, as the pasuk says the medrash, "Rei karasi b'shem Bezalel." Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, "Hogna lecha Bezalel? Do you think Bezalel is qualified for this position?" Amalei Lefanav, so Moshe Rabbeinu responded, "Rabbi Shloim ilafanecha hogun. If he's acceptable to you, Lefanai Lakoshkein, he's certainly acceptable to me." Amalei, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Af b'kein em alehen liYisrael, please consult with Kla Yisrael." Halach for Amalei liYisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu goes and consults with Kla Yisrael, and he asked them, "Hogad aleichem Bezalel, are you satisfied with Bezalel for this position?" Amru, so they said, "Moshe Rabbeinu, im lefnei amokim lefanecha hogun. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is satisfied and you're satisfied, aleinu lakoshkein, we certainly are satisfied." And the Shlo explains, what does this medrash mean to say? We know that unlike a human being that cannot really know what is doing inside another person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yira lelev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what is truly the pnimius, what is truly doing with every individual. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael were saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "You who know who every person really is, so you truly know who Bezalel is. And if you find Bezalel acceptable, he certainly should be acceptable to us." To which the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Umatzachei v'seich el toiv." When is a person really qualified? When he's Matzachem v'sechotai b'ein elakim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who truly knows who he is satisfied, but it also has to be v'adam. That person has to be, that person in order to be appointed to this position of leadership has to be that people are also satisfied and happy with him and that position. And the Medrash continues and says, "At the Maitza, Shalosh Shemus Nikra LaAdam." Every person has three names: Echad Mashikarmelai Abba VeImai, the name that his parents give him; Vechad Mashikarmelai Bnei Adam, and one is the name that other people give him; Vechad Mashikainahu LaAtzmai, the name he gives himself. Teidelach, says the Medrash, Shebetzala Ashei Shekana Shem Taiv, because Bezalel had this wonderful reputation, Zocha Shiasa Malachas HaMishkan. He was the one that built the Mishkan. Says the Gemara V'Ksiv, says B'Kosik, Nifcha Shem, a good reputation is more valuable than Moshe Rav, a tremendous fortune. Menayin, Mashikar B'Inyan, Ra Kar Hashem B'Shem Bezalel. What does that mean? So says the Meram Sofer, there are people who are observant, there are people who follow the halachas because that is the minig, the custom of their family. They don't want to make their parents feel bad that they have a child that is not following the mitzvahs. That's the name that a person gets from Ovi V'Imoi. There are individuals that follow the halacha because they live in a community and they live in a society where everybody's acting that way. That is the name, the Karm Loi Bnei Adam. I'm doing what I'm doing because I live in such a society. But says the Medrash, the name that person should look for is Masha Karuhu La'atzmai. What a person does, he does because he knows it's the right thing to do. And the only person, the only one that can really know what is the person's intention when he does what he does, when he does the mitzvahs that he does, when he learns the Torah that he learns, that is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he says the Medrash. Hashem says, the Pasuk says, Ru Kar Hashem. Hashem, who really knows how and why a person is doing what he's doing, is the one that could be the ultimate decider who should be our leader. But the pasuk continues to say, Ben Uri, Ruachar Hashem B'Shem B'Tzal, Ben Uri Ben Chor Lamata Yehuda. And Rashi says, Chor B'Noi Shal Miriam Haya. Chor was the son of Miriam. And I saw that Sefer Dvivri Avram asks, doesn't everybody know that Chor was the son of Miriam? What is the Rashi trying to teach us with this? So he explains that we know that Chor was the person that was ready to be Maaseh Nefesh for Klai Yisrael when Klai Yisrael did the Aveira of the Eagle. Miriam was ready to be Maaseh Nefesh for Klai Yisrael when Paroi had said, Kol HaBen HaYilah HaYoyer Teshtechu, all Jewish boys should be thrown into the river. And she did not pay attention to what Paroi said. But on the contrary, she supported them. She helped them get born and she supported them. And of course, that was putting herself into terrible danger. She did what was right. And Shevet Yehuda, we also know, was the Shevet that jumped into Kriyas Yamtsev first. Nachshon B'Minadov. Says the Pasuk, Ru Kara Hashem B'Shem B'Tzal Ben Uri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose B'Tzal Ben Uri. But how does a person come to be the individual that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses for this great position? Because he has a father who's Chor, who has a grandfather who's Chor, and he has a great-grandmother who's a Miriam, and he comes from a Shevet of Yehuda. Only from people who have the Schusim of being Maaseh Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, only such people are the people that should be appointed and are people that Hashem says should be appointed for these great positions to be the one to build the Mishkan. And the Pasuk says in Parashat Pekudei, V'yah Moshe, as Kol HaMalacha, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they had Baruch Hashem completed the Mishkan and all the Klei HaMishkan and the Big Day Kahuna. And the Pasuk says, V'yivarach Oysa Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a bracha. But the Pasuk doesn't indicate what was the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them. The Medrash tells us, Omlehem, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klai Yisrael, Yirotzen Shetisha Shechina B'Masi Yedeichem. So the Sefer Gevilei Eish, written by the Chesh of Sefer, asks, shouldn't have said, Yirotzen Shetisha Shechina B'Mishkan? The Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha should have been that the Mishkan that they built should be a place where the Shechina should dwell. So he explains, it says in Tehillim, Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Gimel, Miyala Bahar Hashem, U'miyokim B'koim Kotshoi, Nechi Chapayim Uvar Levav. The Pasuk is teaching us that only an individual who's a Nechi Chapayim Uvar Levav, a person who is outstanding in mitzvahs of ben odom lechaveroi, in mitzvahs of ben odom lemokoyim, he is the person that's mi yal bahar Hashem that could come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the pasuk says. V'hosli migdash v'shachanti b'soy chom. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't just looking to be in the Mishkan, to have the Shechina only in the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted his Shechina to dwell amongst all of us. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, you by Maisi Yedeichem, we, as we've been discussing, through the way we live and the way we behave and the way we act, a combination of Ben Odom L'Chavera and Ben Odom L'Mokayim, a combination there where people are impressed with what you do. But not just are people impressed with what you do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sees the Pnimius, what's really doing with every person, knows who you are. But Maaseh Yedeichem, when you live that kind of life, coupled, as we just discussed, with being an individual who is Maaseh Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, then B'Maaseh Yedeichem. The brach is not to have the Shechina only in the Mishkan. The brach is that each one of us should be individuals, that each one of our homes should be the home where the Shechina should be. And that comes by a combination of living a life of Mesiras Nefesh, of living a life that is a true life, not just for what other people will say, but what you believe is correct. Such an individual, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yirotzoin Shetishra Shechina B'Maaseh Yedeichem.